The question I'm getting from mostly from people is, Dan, the Federal Reserve just raised rates, but you're saying rates are coming down. What is it? So in today's video, that's what we're going to talk about. My name is Dan Free. I do this report on a daily basis to keep you guys informed what in the heck is going on with real estate. I can't really figure out what's going on with values because they're so compartmentalized no matter where you live in the country. You got the West Coast, they're down double digits. You got the East Coast up almost double digits. So it depends on where you live. But what I can give you some advice on is what my assumption is on what's going on with mortgage rates and specifically the whys. So what we're going to dig into today is what the Federal Reserve said yesterday, what they did and the reactions that we've had throughout the systems. And then what I'm going to explain to you guys is why now that the Federal Reserve raised rates, why are mortgage rates coming down? That's our question for today. So here's what's changed in the transcripts that the Federal Reserve went over yesterday. So what happens is after they make their decision on what they're going to do, they come out and Federal Chairman Powell comes in and he reads this statement. Normally, there's really not much of a difference statement to statement to statement, just a couple words. I'm just putting this on the screen just to prove that to you. But CNBC did a fantastic job with this, breaking down the components that you and I would ask if we had the opportunity to ask questions of Federal Chairman Powell. So if you break down the analysis of what he said, basically the red spots are the only areas that changed. So when you go through this, it's kind of humdrum. You go through and he changed from continuing to expand to been expanding, and then modest to moderate, and then down below, maintain to rise and some other things. So all that is kind of irrelevant because he just reads off of that. Then what he does is he sits in front of a podium answering questions to people. And here's those questions, or here's the questions that you and I would really love to know the answers to. So here's what we're going to go through. CNBC asks some questions, and these are the responses that Federal Chairman Powell said. So when you come through here, you're going to see, you might hopefully you catch this. You're going to see where the Federal Reserve is kind of like, well, if the data starts moving in one in an opposite direction, we might cut rates, we might increase rates, but for right now, we're pretty much content where things are. So that's the feel that I have, but we're going to look at the dot plot at the end of this video. The dot plot is where the Federal Reserve thinks rates are going to be in 2024, 2025, and further out. That's what gives us insight into all of this. So let's go down through and just answer some of the questions or go through some of the questions that was asked. Fed is in a prolonged hawkish hold, says Munith Life Donalds. I don't know who that is, but you go down through here and it says, we now believe that the Fed is in a prolonged hawkish hold, she said. In our base camp, their next move will likely be to cut rates in 2024. And you guys might say this woman is a genius. How is she getting all this information? I'm going to show you that because I'm also going out on a limb saying Federal Reserve is going to cut rates next year. And I can almost prove it to you from their own dot plot. So that's the first thing we want to go over. That's kind of not really a question there, but S&P yesterday shed some light in, well, not shed some light. Once the Federal Reserve announced that they were raising rates 0.25%, the S&P went down a little bit, but we're going to check at the end of this video on what the markets are doing this morning, because I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. The next thing is rate cuts unlikely this year, Powell says. Well, yes, he did. But I'm saying we would be comfortable cutting rates when we're comfortable cutting rates. And that won't be this year. I don't think it will be. So he's sitting there saying, it might be, it might not be, maybe it might be, we're going to be data dependent. He has never said that in the past, is spiteful as he did this time. Downside to curbing inflation outweighs the short-term gains. Yes, it does. The worst outcome for everyone, of course, would be not to deal with inflation now and not get it done. So basically he's saying we need to stamp out inflation today, because if inflation keeps running and running and running, it's going to deplete the value of our dollar. Our spending power is going to go down and we're going to even suffer more and more for a longer duration of time. So they're doing what they need to do. That's one of their mandates. They have two mandates. They were created for two reasons. One was for as much 100% employment. You can never get unemployment down to 0%, but maximum employment in the United States, as well as price stability. Price stability, AKA inflation. So their goal is basically at this point just to stomp out inflation. So that's what we have there. This may be the Fed's last hike for the year, bank managing director says. Interest rate hikes announced Wednesday could be the last one, and I'm on board with that. And again, I keep teasing you at this. At the end of this video, I'm going to show you the dot plot where the Federal Reserve expects rates to be in 2024. You're going to be surprised, folks. The next thing, Federal Chairman Powell says, can afford to be a little patient. We have to be ready to follow the data. And given how far we've come, we can afford to be a little patient. I've been saying that for the last 2, 3, 4 months. It's like, guys, you have raised rates more times ever now than you have ever done in history. Can you please give it a little bit of time to react? Because what's happened over the last five instances, we had the Federal Reserve kind of use their tool of increasing rates this much. They've never done it this much, but when they've done it, you know, in the past, they've always overdone it. And they've pushed us into a recession. And then they had to turn around real fast and cut rates. That's what we're hoping, you know, they don't overdo it this time. So hopefully this time they sit on the sidelines, they're a little bit patient, and they give everything time to work. And you're going to see, if you read these transcripts, and I'll put this link down below, you can do that on your own. You can see almost every instance he keeps saying we're going to be completely data dependent. Previous meetings, he wasn't that kind of stern with data dependency. Monetary policy will likely need to be more restrictive for longer. Okay, again, I would say that what our eyes are telling us is that the policy has not been restricted enough for long enough to have its full effect. Okay, so again, they're saying, okay, we're just going to let this ride out and watch the inflation numbers come down and down and down. So then Fed looks for proof inflation is durably down. Powell says, we need to see that inflation is durably down that far. We think we're going to need to certainly hold policy at a restrictive level for some time. Again, just going to hold. It tells us three times so far we've heard the hold policy. Okay, Powell says Fed will determine future interest rates meeting by meeting. Remember the last meeting right when they were done? He basically gave us an open door saying, we're going to raise rates one, maybe two times, and that was built into the data that he was describing. But it's not something that we've looked at. He said, we're going to be going meeting to meeting. At the last meeting, he said, this is a pause, but in the verbiage, the mannerisms that he had, basically said, okay, they're going to raise rates again at least one time, maybe two. This time, it doesn't look like he said any of that stuff, which is fantastic news. Below trend growth, likely ahead for the Fed's inflation fight, says Federal Chairman Powell. Reducing inflation is likely to require a period of below trend growth and some softening of the labor market. Well, here's my kind of counter on that. The videos we've been doing lately is showing that there's billions and trillions of dollars out there still in stimulus money to be spent. And that's going to be spent in a lot of the major cities on revitalizing those cities. You're talking tunnels, building, bridges, infrastructure, everything. So you can't really have a labor market that's crashing when you're pumping still trillions and trillions of dollars into the economy for the infrastructure. Not saying it's good or bad. I think this is a key role that what's keeping us out of a recession is the stimulus money still out there going to municipalities and those jobs that those are creating. Okay, so let's keep going. Powell, Fed could either raise or hold rates into September. Okay, raise or hold. I would say it's currently possible that we will raise rates again at the September meeting if the data warrants it. Okay, hold on for it, he said. And I would also say it's possible that we could choose to hold steady. Okay, so that's the fourth time that he said something about holding steady. And then the stock market is going from there. So you look in that data and you're like, okay, I think they're going to hold at this part. So let's go over to here to see how the markets are reacting to this. So I'm doing this a little early today. The markets are, these are pre-market numbers. These are futures numbers, but look across the board. We got the Dow Jones expected to be up 120 points, S&P up 36 points, and the NASDAQ up over 200 points on this data alone. So the markets are liking this. Let's go over to see what the bond markets are doing. The bond markets are all over the map this morning. So they're going to analyze this data four times to Monday, and this number is probably going to be in the positives here very soon. But these are pushing rates because of what happened yesterday. The MBS market spiked. So let me explain to you what I have on my screen. What I watch as a mortgage advisor is this is one of my screens that I watch all day long. I watch this number right in the middle. What this number is, or what this chart is, it's a mortgage-backed security. Okay, it's a bond. It's a bond. Remember, it's a bond that trades on Wall Street. Okay, that's yield is the biggest component of your mortgage rate. Okay, what you're seeing on the screen right here is the price. As the price in this case goes down, what happens is yields go up. There's an inverse relationship, a yin and yang. So as this number goes down, rates go up. This number goes up, rates come down. Okay, that's how you read this data. So you're seeing it moving around. This is probably going to be in positive number territory here soon. There might have been some profit taking yesterday, but this should be bringing down rates. Yesterday, right after the Federal Reserve met, rates for the first time in the last week or two dipped below 7%. So let me explain why what the Federal Reserve did is they raised rates, but why are mortgage rates coming down? Or I'm expecting them to come down. So what mortgage rates is, like I said through here, why I emphasize it's a bond that trades on Wall Street, okay? What the Federal Reserve did is they came in and just increased an interest rate, okay? That's all they did. And they increased the federal funds rate, which is basically interbank lending, how much they pay each other when they have to lend from bank to bank. What mortgage rates are determined by are bonds. Nobody sets the rate. It's bonds that are out in the market that investors buy. Based on their activity or their appetite for these bonds determines what's going to go on with its yield. So the more and more people that want to dive into a specific bond is going to drive up the prices because of the demand. If there's a lot of demand, it's going to push up the prices and it's going to drop the yields. So what happened back during COVID and pre-COVID, the Federal Reserve stepped in and they were buying mortgage-backed securities in the tune of about $40 billion a month. Okay, that increased the demand dramatically. Okay, that's what drove rates down to 2.5%. So now what's happening is bonds react to futures. What does the future, what are we expecting the future economy to be? Okay, plus there's competition. There's corporate bonds, there's treasuries, and there's also mortgage bonds. So how much of an appetite do people have to purchase a specific bond? So that's why right now you're seeing, or you're probably going to see, mortgage rates start to come down because more and more people are going to jump into this market and buy up these securities. Thus, like I said, increasing the prices of that, dropping the yields. Okay, so that's my expectations, what's going to happen basically from here through the end of the year. We're going to have more and more people buying in. I'm not saying rates are going to plummet down to 3.5%. This is where I get in my range. I think we're going to end the year right around 5.5 or 6%. I'm holding steady on that. So that's basically how, you know, this all works, the dynamics behind mortgage rates, on why when the Federal Reserve came out, raised rates on a specific rate, it doesn't really correlate with what's going on with mortgage rates. So let's go over to see what the Federal Reserve plans to do at the next coming meetings. So the next meeting is on 9/20/2023. So what you're seeing right here is the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. I'm going to show that to you right here, and it is their CME Tool Watch or Fed Tool Watch. You go down through here and is what's the likelihood the Federal Reserve will change their target rate at the next FOMC meeting? Well, if you go down through here, right now, we are currently at 5.25 to 5.5. Okay, so there's an 80% probability we're just going to stay there. Well, if I move my head over a little bit, there's only a 20 or 28% probability that they're going to raise rates by the end of the year. But here's the surprise I got for you guys. You're going to start hearing about the dot plot. What in the world is the dot plot? So what the dot plot is basically when the Federal Reserve meets, all the members kind of throw a, you know, put a dart on the board to say, you know, where they feel that the federal funds rate should be. Well, right through here, you're seeing that the federal funds rate they want, or most of them want, is between 5.5 and 5.75. You're seeing on your screen right there. Okay, that's where it, that basically that's where we are right now. But let's forward fast a little bit to 2024. Now, here's their dot plot. It's not me doing this. It's not CNBC doing this or Wall Street. This is the Federal Reserve. Where do they expect rates to be next year, the federal funds rate? Right here. Okay, where is that? Well, that's at 4.25. We're at 5.5 right now. They're expecting 2024 to be 4.25. The 1.25 reduction, a reduction in rates, this is right from the Fed, of where they expect the federal funds rate to be next year. And this is also going to correlate through all the markets. So we've pretty much peaked on interest rates. A lot of the studies that we've been doing is says the housing market basically hit its bottom about December, January of this year, and has been upticking since then. But it is also regionalized. So that's where you, that's where we come into play, and also where you live. So depending on where you live might really depend if you can buy a house right now. But if you're out there and you're like, Dan, I'd really love to talk to somebody to discuss this, to see, do I qualify? Do I have enough money? Is my credit good enough? How much money do I have as a down payment? You know, what is the process to do this? I've never bought a home before. I really need some help. Well, there's two ways to do this. First off, the best way probably is to give us a call. 844-775-5626. You can get a hold of one of our mortgage consultants right on the phone live. If you're like, hey, Dan, I just need your help. We would love to help you, but we need you to apply. Because what we could do with here, if you hit the apply now button, not the short app, we need you to hit the apply now button, fill out as much information as you can. Within 24 hours, myself or one of my mortgage advisors will get you on the phone or Zoom or text or however you want to meet to go over all the questions that you have to make sure you're an informed consumer when it comes to buying your first house. So that's it for today, guys. Thank you so much for watching. God bless. I hope you learned a lot today. And if you did, all I ask you to do today, I'm going to change it a little bit. Instead of giving me a thumbs up, which I hope you do anyways, please don't forget to subscribe down below. As our subscriber growth numbers grow, we'll get found by more and more people out there to help them with homeownership in 2023. Thanks so much for watching. God bless. Have a fantastic day.